Hey everybody, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word, and it is precious to us. We ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to hear it, to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, I Will. And in this teaching, we're learning about the power and the importance of exercising our will. And when we learn how to exercise our will in line with the Word of God, in spite of what we see, in spite of how we feel, this becomes one of the most powerful weapons that you and I have in our lives. Now let's go back over to Deuteronomy chapter 30 and let's look at verse 19 again. And the Lord said this, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life. And friend, the understood subject in that verse is you. You could say, therefore you choose life. Now in Joshua 24, verse 15, it says this, choose you this day whom you will serve. And so we can see from these verses that God has given us a will, and he's given us a free will, the right to choose whatever we desire to choose. Come on, friends, say it with me again. My will is my will, and I can choose whatever I desire to choose. Now, in today's broadcast, I want to give you two big things that happen when you and I exercise our will and make a decision. And the first one is this. When we exercise our will, it establishes our heart. You know, Psalm 112 in verse 7 says this, he will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, and he shall not be afraid. Now, what happened in this verse? His heart was established. The word established means to set firmly or to set unchangeably. It means to settle permanently. The complete Jewish Bible says his heart is set firm. He will not be afraid. And so when your heart is established, you've settled something. You've established something that you're not changing on. And how did he do that? How did he establish his heart? He did it with his will. He did it with a decision. His heart was established. What did it say about him? It said that he will trust, he's trusting in the Lord, and he will not be afraid. And so what did he do? He made a decision. I will trust, I will not be afraid. And when he did that, he established his heart. He set his heart firmly and unchangeably. I will not be afraid. I will trust. Come on, friend, whenever you and I make a decision, whenever we exercise our will, one big thing that happens is we're establishing our heart. We're settling what we will do. We're settling it. This is what I'm gonna do. I will not fear. I will trust. This is what happens whenever you exercise your will. You're settling it permanently. You're establishing something. This is what I'm gonna do. And the reality is when you exercise your will and establish your heart, you're starting something and you're making the decision that I'm not changing. I will not fear. I'm establishing my heart and I'm not changing off that. I won't be afraid. I will trust the Lord. What did I just do? I established my heart. I started something and I'm not changing. I'm not coming off it. This is exercising your will, and this is establishing your heart. And this happens when you exercise your will and when you make a decision. Now, if you don't do this, friend, if you don't make a decision and establish your heart, if you don't establish your heart by exercising your will, what's going to happen is you're going to be inconsistent in your ways. You're going to be dubious in your ways. You're going to do one thing one day, and then you're going to do another thing another day. But when you do actively and purposefully exercise your will and establish your heart, it sets firmly and unchangeably what you're going to do. And so when you exercise your will, one of the first things that happens is you establish your heart. Now, the second thing that happens when you exercise your will is you set your course. You know, in Psalm 25, verse 12, it says this, "What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose." And so decisions determine your direction. In other words, if you're going to go a certain way, it's going to be because you first chose to go that way. And when you exercise your will, you have just set your direction. Come on, when you say, "I will not fear, I will trust," you've just set your direction to go that way. Decisions determine direction. And direction determines the destination that you reach. In Jeremiah 21:8, it says this, "I've set before you the way of life and the way of death." Well, the way of life will lead to the destination of life. The way of death will lead to the destination of death. And so your decision, when you exercise your will, you've just set your course. You've just chosen a direction, and the direction you chose will determine the destination that you end up at. And so you can see how vitally important it is that you exercise your will. When you exercise your will in line with the Word of God, and you say, "I will obey, I will trust, I will follow the Lord, I will stay in faith, I will not be afraid," you have just set your direction to go in line with the Word, to go in line with faith, and that is going to lead you to a destination of victory, to a destination of prosperity, to a destination of success. And so you can exercise your will and set your course. And you can exercise your will and set your course to go the way of the Word and to go the way of faith. And the same thing is true. If you don't choose which way you're going to go and set your course with your will, then what's going to happen is you're going to end up going a bunch of different ways. You know, being in ministry for years now, you know, I'll talk to people and they'll say things like, "Well, I'm going to try to be at church on Sunday." And friend, anytime they say they're going to try to be there, that means they're never going to be there. But when somebody says, "I will be there," and they make a decision, what happens is they set their course. And this is what happens when you and I exercise our will. This is the second thing that happens is we set our course, and the course that we set determines the destination that we're going to reach. And so this is one of the most powerful things that you and I can do, is exercise our will on purpose and make decisions that are in line with the Word of God, and do that in spite of what you see and in spite of how you feel. This is one of the most powerful things that you can do. Why? Because it establishes your heart and it sets your course. It settles what you're going to do, and it settles the direction you're going to go. You know, when you have feelings of fear and anxiety and sorrow all over you, and in spite of that, you exercise your will and say, "I will not fear. I will not be sad. I will not be sorrowful. I will rejoice. I will be glad. I will trust." You've just settled it, what you're going to do. And you have just set your course, and the course that you've set is going to determine the destination that you reach. This is one of the most powerful things that you and I can do. with feelings of fear all over us, and you know, you don't feel like obeying the Lord, and you don't feel like doing what He's telling you to do, when you exercise your will and on purpose and say, I will obey, I will trust, I will follow, friend, this is one of the most powerful things that you and I can do in our lives, exercising our will in line with the Word, in spite of what we see, in spite of what we feel. You know, the three Hebrews did this in Daniel chapter 3, feeling the heat of that fiery furnace on their skin, and with the threat of them being thrown in and in the natural, possibly dying, they said this, we will not serve the golden image which you've set up. They exercised their will in spite of what they saw, in spite of what they felt. And this is one of the most powerful things that you and I can learn to do. And here's what I want to encourage you to do, friend. You need to vocalize your decisions. You need to say it out loud. I will trust. I will not be afraid. I will rejoice. I will be glad. You know, in Psalm 23:4, the psalmist said this, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Friend, he's vocalizing and declaring and decreeing out loud the decision that he's making to not fear. Psalm 118 verse 6 says this, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. And you need to do this. You need to vocalize it. You need to say it out loud when fear is trying to come all over you. I will not fear. When your flesh is trying to pull you in a direction to disobey the Lord and do something that you shouldn't do, you need to vocalize out loud, I will follow the Lord. I will obey. I will walk in the Spirit. You know, in Habakkuk chapter 3, it says this, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Come on, he's not having a good day in the middle of all this bad report, but he said this, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And these decisions that we're seeing being made in these scriptures, these decisions were decrees. And friend, you need to decree your decision. You need to say it out loud, particularly when the enemy's pulling on you, when he's tempting you, when you're having negative feelings and thoughts come all over you. You need to vocalize your decision and decree it. I will not fear. I will trust. I will not think on that thought. I will think on these things. You need to vocalize it. You need to verbalize it. You need to say it out loud. This is one of the most powerful things that you can do in your lives. And friend, when you do it, I'm telling you right now, you're going to see the power of it working in your lives. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, exercising your will establishes your heart. It settles what you're going to do, and it settles what you're going to continue to do. Number two, exercising your will sets your course. Decisions determine direction. Direction determines destination. And then number three, one of the most powerful things you can do is exercise your will on purpose and make decisions that are in line with the will of God and in line with the Word of God, in spite of what you see and in spite of how you feel. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today that we can exercise our will and establish our heart. We can exercise our will and set our course. And so, Lord, we just do it right now today in spite of what we see, in spite of how we feel. Lord, we choose your word and we decree it out loud. We will follow you. Lord, we will trust you. We will obey you. We will not fear. We will not sorrow, but we will be glad. We will rejoice And Lord, we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, I Will. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.